Introduction. Why do we get so emotional about home? It was a warm Sunday morning last fall when Lily started to cry. Everyone else in classroom 3205 grew silent as Lily's voice cracked a bit, a few tears spilling down her cheeks as she shared the complex mingling of hope and disappointment she felt when reflecting honestly on the spiritual health of her family. Eventually, she grew quiet and thoughtful, and the eyes of everyone in the classroom shifted back to me, where I stood up front. At that moment, a singular question floated through my mind: Don, what have you gotten yourself into now? I've been leading classes on Sunday mornings for years, but I had never before led a class quite like this. Lily's tears made me wonder for a moment if I had made a mistake. Most classes I've taught start with clarity. Mark's gospel gives us a clear picture of being a disciple of Jesus. Let's study Mark together. There are some clear principles for how Christians can thrive in suburbia. Let's consider those principles together. Proverbs gives us clear wisdom for how to navigate life. Let's memorize some Proverbs together. I've been told the classes I teach tend to be a bit heady at times. I think the observation is meant as a gentle corrective. Please remember we have hearts too, Don. But I've mostly taken it as a compliment and continue to offer classes in which we start with clarity, and I try to impart that clarity to everyone in the class in ways that are memorable and helpful. Suffice it to say, there have not been many tears. Until last fall, that is. What does a spiritually vibrant home look like? Last fall, I became involved in a research project that the Barna Group and Lutheran Hour Ministries, LHM, were embarking on together. The goal of the project was to pull back the curtains on Christian households to find out what faith looks like in the everyday moments of life. The full findings would eventually be published in a monograph for leaders, but last fall we just had the initial findings and a profound curiosity. What do spiritually vibrant households look like? And can households armed with that knowledge actually thrive to become more spiritually vibrant? This curiosity was so strong that I decided to start a year-long class, starting not with clarity, but with curiosity. I gave the class a vague title, Households of Faith, and watched as 40 people made their way into classroom 3205 on that first Sunday. These 40 people included physically tired parents of young kids, emotionally tired parents of teenagers, battle-tested grandparents, and a few single people who were wondering if the class would be relevant to them at all. The first week of the class, I stood up front and confessed that I wasn't starting with much clarity, but with strong curiosity. I told them not to think of it as a class, but rather as a learning lab, and I invited everyone there to join me in holding the Bible in one hand and the Barna research in the other, and exploring together what exactly a spiritually vibrant home looks like and how we could put that knowledge to use in our own homes. That's exactly what we did. We met on 21 different Sundays over the next 9 months. We studied 83 passages from the Bible and dozens of graphs and infographics from Barna.